Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a small brief survey about issues in Phoenix. Will you please participate 4 minutes of your time?
What type of survey is it?
It's regarding businesses. What type of businesses you would like to see more of in Levine? Stores. It's just basically about getting rid of buildings that are commercial buildings and housing. We just need your opinion on these questions. If there's a question you don't want to answer, you can just tell me. I'll skip it. But nothing
All right, cool.
personal. Awesome. Thank you. Let me continue in English. All right. You do live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Thank you. And am I speaking with Mario?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, Mario, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you believe that you feel like they've gone into the wrong track, generally speaking?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River and also north of the South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, you're a male, and I don't need your birth date, Mario. I just need the year of your birth, just so we can have on record that you are already 18. May I please have just the year you were born?
89.
Thank you. Alrighty. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say poor.
Poor? Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate them on a scale from a 1 to a 5. A 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, or any number in between. The first one would be more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses. What number would you give that?
Improve quality of life.
You think that having more shops and retail stores in Levine, basically more commercial space for businesses, would improve the quality of life in Levine?
More convenient, I would say maybe. In between.
In between, so three?
I think 3, 4. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What about having more parks and recreational opportunities?
Yeah, recreation opportunities for sure.
Okay, so a 5?
Like
I mean that it would help to improve the life in Levine? Okay. How about more good paying jobs?
Definitely a 5.
Thank you. What about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
Better streets and road maintenance?
5.
More affordable housing options to buy or rent?
Affordable housing.
Yes, you have more affordable housing.
I mean,
more affordable
like
housing options.
Oh, okay. Like a gray area, because if it's cheap, then you're gonna welcome people that are only willing to pay.
Well, it's saying affordable housing options, meaning have more of a variety of different types of house living, like apartment, condominiums, townhouses, etc. So it's not really talking about the affordability. It's talking about affordable housing options. So
the apartment?
Like any kind of housing, just not just apartments. So it's just to have just asking.
Yeah,
do you think
I don't
more
agree with that.
Okay.
I'll give it a 1.
Okay. And the last one on this topic is better public transportation options.
I'll give it a 1.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, a retired student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I don't think there's too many.
So then too few?
Too few.
Okay. What about businesses in your area would say, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few, almost nothing.
Okay. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. On each of these, tell me yes or no, you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one is more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes, you would like to see more of that, or no?
Yes.
Yes strongly, or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Strongly, yes?
Strongly.
Thank you. More home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Also.
Also
not
strongly?
Target, though.
Oh, no, it's just like Target.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying not Target.
No, okay, gotcha. What about more doctor offices and hospitals?
Hospitals for sure.
Okay. Strongly yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is more grocery stores and supermarkets.
Strongly yes.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see us more of in Levine?
Something similar to like Westgate.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Something similar to like the Westgate area.
Westgate area?
Yeah, like the Westgate area, meaning restaurants.
Okay.
Meaning like a theater. Also like an event center.
One second, you went a little too fast because I was still on the something similar like the West. Okay,
yeah.
So theaters?
A theater,
okay.
Yeah, restaurants, bars.
Restaurant.
And
bars.
Like an event center.
Oh, an event center. Like a convention center.
A venue.
A venue. Okay.
Yeah.
Center. Thank you so much for that information. Alrighty, now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It'd be difficult for me to answer that question.
Okay, no, can I always skip it? I'm gonna put don't know. Okay. And the second one on this is how much of a problem you believe is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I mean, overall, I think Phoenix, fairly big problem.
A very big problem? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read you four in this list. On these four, tell me, these are different types of housings. On these, tell me if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine or no. Yes or no. Now, the first one is townhouses and attached homes. Or attached homes, I'm sorry. Yes, no?
Townhouses. Sure, yeah. It doesn't affect me, so.
So yes somewhat or yes strongly?
Yeah. Yes strongly.
Thank you. Now, housing options for seniors?
I don't think so.
So no, okay. What about single family at detached homes?
I think we need more.
So strongly yes?
Yeah.
Would like to see more? Okay. And the last one is multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No, okay.
Strongly
no. Perfect. We're at 73%, almost done. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Have you lived there less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, or you rent it, or do you live with your parents or friends? Home?
Yeah.
Thank you. And this is the last list. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On each of these, tell me if you oppose or you are in favor of. The first one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? You opposed on it, or you're in favor?
In favor.
Strongly in favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
For sure, zoning.
So strongly in favor?
Yeah.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly.
Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in, all in the same neighborhood?
No, I disagree on that.
So strongly opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you. Strongly, right?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Opposed? Or
in favor?
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the last one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly.
In favor, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, there's three more questions, but these are just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you have completed?
Community college.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. Now, stop me when I get to the right amount. What is your annual household income? Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than $125,000 a year?
More than.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verifications only, I know your name, but for verifications only, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Mario.
Thank you, Mario. It was my pleasure talking to you, and also thank you so much for participating in this survey. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
Likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.